It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Thank you once again for joining us here at Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh, and as always, I'm sitting across the desk from my friend Jen Myers. G'day, Jen.
Hey, Paddy. How you going, buddy?
I'm recovering from the muster.
You and me both. I got a little huskiness in my voice.
Yeah, it's kind of sexy.
Wow, thanks. So it's yours, buddy.
Thanks, mate. That's what I was fishing for.
Really sexy voice.
Now, Jen, before we go any further with this week's episode, we are going to do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the West End of Brisbane where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Many lands.
Many lands.
And growing.
It is growing.
Yeah.
How good is that?
It's great.
Feels good.
Ooh. All right. This week's show, Jen, is going to be entitled Hometown Heroes Brisbane, because it's our hometown, of course.
Yes, it is.
Well, we call home now.
Yes. We will have other Hometown Heroes editions for other areas and cities around Australia. We're just going to start with Brisbane because that seems natural, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes. There's a lot of great music coming out of Brisbane. Now, look, I travel around a lot with my music, as you do, Jen, and go to lots of different cities. And I always tell people that, you know, they're always like, oh, what's it like playing music in Brisbane and living in Brisbane? And I say it's an amazing music city. And I mean it. I don't have to defend Brisbane. I'm not from here.
Mm.
I've chosen to live here.
That's right.
But I think it's got a lot of great opportunities. It's, you know, it often gets written off as like, you know, the awkward, you know, rural cousin of Melbourne or something, you know, that awkward cousin that no one talks about. But it is a very modern city.
I think it's coming up.
Absolutely.
I mean, speaking of as a foreigner who, you know, has lived in a bunch of major cities in this world, I don't think Brisbane's backward at all.
Yeah.
I just think it has a stigma around the country, and yeah, it's kind of a lame old stigma that doesn't really suit anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of like it because that way it keeps quiet, you know, and we can do our thing here and enjoy it and nobody can bother us.
Let all those hipsters take Melbourne by storm.
Huh? That's right.
I'll be very happy here.
Yes. All right. So, look, what we're going to do, Jen, is we're just going to play a bunch of Brisbane-based artists.
Yep.
This week, we're going to have a chat with an artist who is from Brisbane and did most of his work there, although he has abandoned us for Melbourne. But anyway,
He has.
Chris Pickering, but we'll get into that a bit later. Brisbane still claims him.
Yep.
And we're going to start with an artist who's just put out a great record and, speaking of the master, just played at the master and is just kicking lots of goals and rock and rolling like a badass.
Yes, she is.
That's Dana Gurman. And the track we're going to play is Hell or High Water.
Let's do it.
Can't be what it's all about. exist. I'm floating away, caught in a heavenly bliss. Stay above the sea of clouds. Stay. Nothing can get to me now. I'm floating away like a party balloon. I'm free of life's grip on a pale afternoon. Stay above the sea of towns. Stay. Nothing can get to me now. Ooh, I'm in my great escape. Ooh, I'm a world away. Above the sea of clouds. Stay. Nothing can get to me now. Stay. Above the sea of doubt. Stay. Nothing can get to me now.
The song you just heard was a newly released, fresh off the presses, new single from Steve Grady. It's called Nothing Can Get to Me Now.
I loved it.
I thought it was really good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I love Steve.
Good on you, Steve Grady. Mm-hmm. All right, what's next?
Well, this is our Hometown Heroes Brisbane show. So we've got Brisbane artists. And next up is our interviewee this week. We're going to have a chat with him after we play this song. Mm-hmm. His name is Chris Pickering, and the track we're playing is Howl.
Howl is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's an old favorite.
Well, Jen Mice, let's spin it.
It's late at night and all the clocks are broken. You're counting sheep, but count with one ear open for the howl. From the house.
You are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth. And on the line, we have a Brisbane-based singer-songwriter. Well, not Brisbane anymore. Used to be Brisbane-based singer-songwriter. Brisbane-bred singer-songwriter, Chris Pickering. Hey, Chris, how you going?
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good. It's good to talk to you guys again. I reckon we maybe had a chat maybe last year around this time, so it's nice to hear both of your dulcet tones.
Aww.
over the phone, modern satellite technology phone line.
Yes, it's incredible what we can do these days. It's lovely to have you back on, Chris.
Yep, it's great to be here.
This week's show, we're theming Hometown Heroes Brisbane. We're shining the spotlight on artists who have either grown up or spent a lot of time around the Brisbane music scene. And that kind of sums you up. You know, you're just saying that you're not from Brisbane, you're from Warwick, but this is Brisbane is the city where you cut your teeth.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I'd be surprised if anyone remembers me in Brisbane anymore. I'm sure they do. You know, Queenslanders are famous for long memory, so hopefully that's still the case. But I did definitely. I spent a lot of years in Brisbane. I lived in Brisbane for, you know, the better part of 10 years. Really, now that I think about it, like you said, I grew up in Warwick, which is only 2 hours away from Brisbane. Mm-hmm. But a lot of early performances I did and early performance memories I had with, you know, bands that I was in as a teenager, even in Warwick. You know, we used to travel up to Brisbane to play all the time, and so it definitely was a very fertile proving ground for young musicians back in those days. I make it sound like it was last century. Oh, wait a second, maybe it was.
What do you reckon back then was kind of the scene? Like, what was most of the music going on in Brisbane back then?
Oh, man. Well, people often lament, you know, the changing of the guard as far as live music venues and stuff is concerned. But the reality is that just happens all the time. Mm. There's always going to be people that say that, you know, back then it was way better. We had this venue and this venue and this venue. But, you know, the venues come and go. They get replaced by other venues most of the time. And the live scene might change and it might adapt. But it's, you know, fortunately, live music is a thing that, once people kind of experience it in some form or another, they always, it's kind of like it's a drug that's good for you. People always want to come back to it. So, it may change, but things remain, you know, remain the same. I think there's a saying in French, along those lines, or maybe it's Latin. I don't remember, but the scene back then, I mean, when I first started to go and see gigs, the Valley is and was, and I think will remain so, kind of the hub for a lot of that stuff. As long as those live music laws are there, and there's definitely venues and local businesses and, you know, a supportive legislature that actually wants to, you know, keep that atmosphere there in the Valley. It was, you know, was back then. But it was definitely a lot more Wild West when I started going to gigs. So, like, I went out to the Valley again. Not super recently, maybe a year or so ago, a couple of years ago, uh-huh. And it's definitely changed a lot since then. You know, when we first started to go to the Valley, it was considered to be for, you know, wide-eyed teenagers, just, you know, not yet a decade out from, you know, the great, you know, Bjelke Petersen era of illegal casinos and everything. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah,
It was very much an adventure to go into the Valley and to, you know, even to sit at the bar at Rick's or to, you know, just hang out at Rick's. You just never knew who you were rubbing shoulders with, you know, Brisbane's underworld. And I'm sure looking back, it was far less glamorous than it felt at the time. But, you know, at the time, you know, you were very much aware of what the reputation of the place was. And you went there for music. You just loved to see music. And you could see the great eclecticism of Brisbane was really on display back then, where you had venues like Rick's Bar in the Valley that would play anything almost any night of the week. And yep. It was a great place to just go and see almost anything, and a lot of Brisbane's venues were just like that. You could see, or, you know, they weren't genre specific. I think maybe the first real genuine, you know, besides obviously, you know, long staying places like Brisbane Jazz Club, for example. Mm. Although, having said that, Brisbane Jazz Club would be pretty eclectic at times as well. Mm-hmm. The first venue that I remember being genre-specific at least, was probably the Troubadour when it first opened its doors in the early 2000s. It would have been 2003, 2004, if my memory's going correctly. I think maybe 2002, 2003. And it was a place that, you know, based on the taste of the owners there, it was very much, you know, centered towards a singer-songwriter, ballads, you know, very acoustic, folky, alternative country kind of sound. Having a venue like that was, I still kind of look back, I'm thinking of it now, you know, it's amazing the effect that that actually had on the music community to actually have a venue like that. And I mean, it's the Black Bear Lodge, which it eventually, you know, where it is now. And that place is still going, right?
It is.
Fantastic. So, I mean, the Troubadour, Mizey and Patty, you probably remember it. It was a very different place to what Black Bear is like now. And even the last iteration of the Troubadour before it became Black Bear was way different to what the Troubadour was. It was a hugely, like, it was small, it was really tiny, you could barely fit a maybe 80 people into the venue when it first opened. It was very, very small. There was hardly any room for, you know, for anything on stage, let alone in the venue itself. And it was just a really great listening room, and that's what they tried to create with it. And so, you know, it became a home for us. I remember going, I would literally be there two or three nights a week, no matter what was on, because you always knew something was going to be on. And you would see, you know, there just was such a great scene of singer-songwriters there.
Yeah.
Who'd you come up with,
just,
Chris?
Just playing, performing. Well, everybody, you know, the Danny Whittacombs of this world and, you know, Luke Foran and who else? Marty, who was the sound guy at the Troubadour, he gave it a good bash every so often. He was a good singer-songwriter too. Cam Elliott was around as well. He lives down in Melbourne now. I don't think he does too much music anymore. And then there was also, like, you know, Katie Bradley. Who else? There was heaps of people who aren't really even in Brisbane anymore. I can't even think of too many people. I should have done a scan of my memory banks before I started waxing.
It's all good.
Put you on the spot.
I just threw you to the wolves, buddy.
There are also guys like Andrew Morris was around a lot.
Yep.
The halfway guys, you know, there was, you know, heaps of, it was just a really great scene and everyone was there. And I remember the Tuesday nights at the Troubadour was kind of like, it wasn't open mic, but it was sort of, it was singer-songwriter night. So
yeah, cool.
It was very short, little sets, and you would kind of, you book it in with Jamie. Jamie booked everything back in those days, the owner and slash bartender slash everything there.
How much has Brisbane relied on Jamie over the years?
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, I mean, he runs one of the best studios in town now. So
he does.
The Brisbane music scene definitely owes him a lot. And he's a great guy too. So,
he sure is.
Everyone should buy him a drink.
Amen. He should never have to buy a drink again.
Exactly. And also, you know, has a hand in one of the best venues.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you mentioned at the top there that, you know, the scene's changed, but, you know, there are some constants, and Jamie's one of them. You know, we're talking about the Troubadour, which was the place to be for singer-songwriters, you know, 10, 15, nearly 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And today in Brisbane, the Junk Bar, which is Jamie's bar that he has with Mia over in Ashgrove, is still the home of singer-songwriters in Brisbane.
It's my favourite haunt.
It's fantastic. It's very similar. It's very similar to what the Troubadour used to be like. You know that they have a vibe, and I think, you know, there was a lot of Brisbane people that really, you know, echoed that. Because Brisbane's a place that loves its gothic noir, I think, and given that, you know, that very much suits Jamie and Mia's aesthetic, you know, it's not surprising that that's really continued in just about everything they've done. And if you ever go to Jamie's studio, I mean, it's virtually the same, you know, kind of thing, with antlers and all these kind of, you know, relics and antiques and oldie, you know, very, 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 gothic kind of stuff, and modern gothic, I should say, not like, you know, medieval gothic. It's a great venue, there was such a big scene. I would actually venture to say, I mean, it's easy for me to say because I was there, and you often hear people say, I was there when this happened. But I think Brisbane's alternative country scene, which wasn't yet called Americana, thank God, at that point in time. No offense, Mizey. But
yeah, no, I won't take any offense at that. Just throw me under the bus. That's fine.
wasn't yet called that. It was one of the real places. Like, I distinctly remember, you know, playing in Melbourne and playing in Sydney and singer-songwriters and alternative country artists in Melbourne and Sydney at the time being very envious of the scene that we actually had up in Brisbane at that point. And the Troubadour, of course, was a big part of that. But there was just so many singer-songwriters and alternative country artists and bands around then that there must have been something in the water in Brisbane that really kind of made that possible, I think, as well. And we there was just such a great network of artists that really support. Like, we really did go to each other's gigs all the time. You would see at the Troubadour at any given time all the same people because we just loved listening to each other's music, you know. It was fantastic.
It's funny you're saying this. I'm currently in Brisbane, as you know, and, you know, you're in Melbourne now, but what you're saying could be speaking about today.
It's the same kind of vibe and scene.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's good to see that not much has changed.
Maybe it's that. I mean, I think Queensland's always had, and Brisbane, it's always had a bit of a chip on its shoulder. There's a very competitive streak that goes on in Queenslanders, and as soon as anybody says that Melbourne has a better live music scene than Brisbane, everyone in Brisbane will go, you know, that's, you know, you've got to be joking. That's crazy. We've got some of the best music around, and I actually always felt that, and I still feel that. I still think that. Even though I live in Melbourne, the Brisbane produces some of the best music in Australia and historically has also presented and has, you know, given birth to some of the best songwriters, musicians, all, you know, bands that have dominated, you know, Australian music for decades. It's easily one of the most productive music cities in the country.
Yeah. Chris, I think that's the perfect way to end our conversation about Brisbane on a very high note, and I'm going to agree with you there. Yeah.
So speaking of Brisbane, are you coming back anytime soon?
Well, I am actually. I'm coming up to play a couple of shows. Really, I'm playing my own show. I'm playing with the Chris Pickering Experiment. We're actually playing at the Junk Bar.
Venue.
A brilliant venue. We were just talking about it, I think. And I'm playing there on September 14th. It's a matinee show about 3 p.m. So that'll be a lot of fun. Playing with my band. We do three piece kind of, you know. If you like a mix of, let's say it's a mix of the Grateful Dead meets Guy Clark meets possibly a little bit of I don't know, maybe some West Coasty Burt Bacharach-y vibes as well.
Yeah, you have that melodic thing going on.
Yeah. So if you can imagine all of those things coupled up, that's us. And then I play guitar with another Queensland-based artist now, Lydia Fairhall, who's fantastic. She's an Indigenous singer-songwriter, and we're doing a gig at Spiegel Tent on the Sunday as part of Brisbane Festival too.
Amazing.
So it'll be a very musical weekend for us. It'll be great.
Well, Chris, thank you for speaking with us, and we look forward to catching up with you in Brisbane, coming down to that show.
Guys, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry if I talked too much about, you know,
the
Brisbane scene back then.
No, that's what we ran you for.
Exactly what we
wanted.
Hear.
Well, there you go. And if anyone remembers me, you can come and talk to me about Troubadour at the Junk Bar, which is kind of a pretty suitable place to do so.
I remember you. I'll be there.
Thanks, Mizey.
All right, Chris Pickering, thanks very much. Come
thanks,
to your show.
Buddy. Thanks for having us.
We'll chat again soon.
We'll talk to you. Chat again soon.
See you, Pickers. Bye.
Just as pretty as you were sly. Your words are sharper than a rusty knife, they'll cut you like a blade, but words won't keep you safe. I know this life keeps you on your toes, it weighs your shoes down where you go. You thought the world would forget, but you just ain't been caught. Save you. stars. No, I can't keep you safe from harm.
That was Ruby Gilbert with her song, Oh Bones. And Ruby Gilbert just won the talent comp at the Gympie Muster.
She did, which means she's off to Nashville.
Wee woo, Ruby Gilbert.
Ruby.
Go on, girl. It's such a nice thing because, you know, like we watched Ruby come up in the music scene
in the
here.
Brisbane scene here, yeah.
In the Brisbane scene, going to Lefties and playing Danny Widdicombe's campfire songs and, you know, pushing boundaries and writing, you know, being really diligent and really good with her craft. And
yep, and a top-notch person as well.
Yeah, she's a stand-up gal.
Yep.
She's working real hard and it's paying off. Go you good thing, Ruby Gilbert.
That's right. All right, the Brisbane scene is the focus of this week. We're calling
it
Hometown Heroes. So this week's episode of Three Chords and the Truth, Jen and I focusing in on Brisbane-based artists. And we are a little biased. We'll acknowledge that.
We will. We'll do other Hometown Heroes episodes, you know, for other towns and other areas. But we're starting with Brisbane, folks. So, yeah, you know, get used to it.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Brisbane, the Dave Orr Band.
Yeah.
It's another Brisbane-based band.
And, got a brand new record out.
Yep. And we're going to spin a track of it.
Yes, we shall.
The track is called Crossfire.
Here we go. Dave Orr Band.
Cause that I'll never
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
That is right. You heard correct. It is Three Chords and the Truth with me, Paddy, and my friend Jen. And we are doing this week Hometown Heroes Brisbane, playing a bunch of Brisbane artists.
That's right. That's right. So we got to play some stuff from the old days too, don't we?
Yeah, we've talked about that with
other
Chris
bands.
And yeah, we're going to play some old stuff. We've got some new, got a lot of current stuff. We're focusing on the current stuff, man. I'm very forward thinking, Jen.
Yeah, you are. Well, and I've only been here so long, so.
Mm. But there is a lot of gold, and we will dive into some of the more classic stuff a bit later.
Yeah,
cool. But next up, I wanted to play a band that might not necessarily fit neatly into the Americana or country genre, but definitely has its roots there through its singer, Luke Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the band I'm talking about is the Minor Premiers, and another member of the band is Jindu, who used to drum for the Medics, which is another well-known Queensland band.
Yeah.
And they've kind of like teamed up a bit like Voltron with a couple of other incredible performers and created another band and
it's
putting
so
out records.
It's so good when bands do that. I love that so hard.
Me too.
All right.
So the track that we're going to play is by the Minor Premiers and it's called Memphis.
Around in money or nothing, lose or ride. All right, all right, all right. I'm feeling like a Saturday night. Say, a little woman, let's go, go, go. Get ready to ride, get ready to roll around. All right, all right, all right. I'm feeling like a Saturday night. You can twist and shout and boogaloo about. Everybody down for a dance. If you're looking for fun, if you're looking for someone, there's a chance, there's a chance. There ain't no job in the night. Daily grind, alright, alright, alright. I'm feeling like a Saturday night.
Are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, and this is our Brisbane Music Homegrown Heroes episode where we're playing old country and Americana from our home city of Brisbane.
That's correct.
Now, that last track you heard was Feeling Like a Saturday Night by none other than Cameron Milford.
Who's we played, do love Cam.
Yeah, he's played in many bands in Brisbane over the years, including most recently on Saturday night in my band.
Yes, he sure did.
Now, look, this is one thing, Jen, that I will say about Brisbane. It is a smaller pool of musicians.
Mm.
And so as a result, a lot of people share musicians and share, you know, mm-hmm. gigs, and they mm-hmm. share everything, guitars, instruments.
You team up.
You team up. There's not enough space in Brisbane for people to be greedy and to be sort of selective and competitive. If you're like that, very quickly you're going to find yourself with nowhere to move and nothing to do and no one to play with.
Yeah, because the word gets around, and if you're not lovely and gracious, you're not really hitting the bar where everybody else is hitting the bar. The bar is high here. We're all lovely and gracious to each other and help each other out. So, yeah.
And as a socialist, I like that.
Yeah, well, democratic socialist here in music in Brisbane, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right. Jen, next up is Ramblin' Ash, another Brisbane artist.
Yep.
And the track, which I'm really excited to play. I love this track. Like, seriously, seriously, seriously love this
track.
It's
really beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Stunning. It's called 15 White Flowers.
15 White Flowers. Ramblin' Ash.
Ooh.
celebrating happiness just like we should. The tide washed me away, river dragged me down. It's better for everyone if I'm not around. I wish I was a charm carrying love. All I ever do is harm the people I love. There's no cure or philosophy that can be found.
That was a new track called I'm Not Around by Danny Whittacombe and Trichotomy, the jazz trio, on vocals on there was Kristen Berardi, who is my favorite female vocalist in Australia.
Wow.
She's amazing.
It's a great track.
Yeah, man.
Jen Mize, it is shout-out time, where we say hello to all the folks listening. And this week's shout-out is going to go to all of the mob listening in Taree.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network. How you going, Taree?
Woohoo! All right, Jen, we're going to jump straight into the next track. It's another Brisbane band that's currently kicking many goals and breaking hearts. And
new record, Carnival of Fools.
Oh, great band. Man. We're talking about Blues Arcadia, and this is a track from them called Remedy.
Yeah, man.
Does it have to be so hard? You dance with the devil, and then you stumble in the dark. And when you can't find your way, oh, I'll be there for you. Now don't be afraid. Oh, there is strength in surrender, babe. Sometimes we're paralyzed and made blind by the choices we're supposed to make. When you can find me, all you gotta do is call me, baby.
Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Three Chords and the Truth. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us.
Kudos to all the musicians and bands kicking it in Brisbane.
Yeah, good people supporting everybody out there in Brisbane. Let's keep it up, kids.
Now, if we're going to do a show about Brisbane bands, one that we have to do is the Gin Club, who one of those classic troubadour bands that we talked about. And this is their song, Pennies. We'll catch you next week.
See you next week.